So many different movies fill theaters during the holiday season that some inevitably get lost in the shuffle. Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan says the new British movie, Iris, is one of the most unjustly overlooked.
Iris Murdoch was remarkable. She was both a professor of philosophy at Oxford and the author of 26 novels, a formidable intellect known from the 1960s on as the most brilliant woman in England. So it seemed an especially cruel blow when she was struck with Alzheimer's disease and lost her way completely in the world of words.
Try and keep working.
You must.
I will.
Here's to the next one.
Just keep working, keep talking, keep the words coming.
Keep at it.
I shall come on like a deprived animal if I can't write. But like a starved dog.
The film Iris is based on Elegy for Iris, the best-selling memoir written by her husband John Bailey about coping with the effects of that disease. If this doesn't exactly sound like the kind of story you want to rush out and see, think again. Exceptional ensemble acting and a narrative that cuts back and forth between the early days of their relationship and the closing years of their marriage makes Iris an intelligent and poignant look at a remarkable and remarkably stable couple, despite their differences.
Do you like women? I mean, do women like you?
You mean lesbians?
Yes.
Would it bother you if they did?
Oh, the same thing happens with me, with homosexuals, I mean.
And do you go to bed with them?
Lord, no.
Murdoch was direct, passionate, the kind of individual who swallowed life whole. She had numerous affairs with both men and women. In 1954, she met John Bailey, a shy and diffident man who taught at Oxford. They were drawn to each other, he to her vitality, she to his intelligence and stability.
Do you go to bed with them?
Four actors portray the couple at different points in their lives. Hugh Bonneville is the young John Bailey, and Kate Winslet is fearless as the young Murdoch.
Iris! Iris, wait for me!
Just keep tight hold of me and it'll be all right!
Winslet captures a character who exuded so much charisma, contemporaries said she had the look of a young lioness.
What is your novel about?
About? How to be free. How to be good. And how to love.
Aging author is played by Judi Dench, and the resemblance between her and photographs of her character is startling.
I'm back.
Much earlier than I thought.
Yes, I came straight back. I didn't know why I was there.
You were going to do an interview.
Well, what interview?
Dench's vanity-free performance is the equal of Winslet's, as the actress takes the celebrated writer first into the shadow of the disease and then into its darkest night. Jim Broadbent is the older Bailey, delicately presenting the exasperation, even the fury, felt by a man overmatched by a twist of fate.
Stop nudging up to me like a water buffalo. I have a lot to do. Lots to do, Iris. See what I've done now? It's not your fault. Not your fault. Sorry.
It's only the postman.
Yes, all right. It's only the postman.
Sorry, so sorry. It's lots to do.
Bailey had once said he was, quote, the young man in love with a beautiful maiden who disappears to an unknown and mysterious world every now and again, but who always comes back. Gradually, in the film, Murdoch stops returning, and the struggles, the sadness, and the unlikely heroism that result are what make Iris worth seeing.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a film critic for the Los Angeles Times.